And it's time for some business news. After spending months in negative territory, the major U.S. stock averages have all rebounded comfortably. The Dow is expected to finish the year ahead about 3%, with the NASDAQ up around 9%. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
The stock market had a lot to digest this year, and much of it was not good, says Ned Reilly, chief investment officer at State Street Global Advisors. Corporations continued to rack up big profits, and the economy grew at a solid pace. But Reilly says a lot happened during the year to give investors pause.
The unanticipated events prevailing in Iraq, the explosion in crude oil prices, the tightness of the presidential election were very formidable obstacles for the stock market, and yet in reality, they overcame those.
This was a year in which the Federal Reserve began tightening interest rates, which had been kept at historically low levels. It was also a year in which the price of a barrel of oil temporarily hit more than $55, and the climate in Iraq seemed to only grow worse. All of these things would normally be enough to make investors nervous, and stocks were down sharply for much of the year. But by November, stock prices had reversed course. Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist at Standard & Poor's, says one thing affected the markets more than anything else this year, and that was the presidential campaign.
Wall Street tends to favor candidates who are pro-business. And so this time around, it seemed that George Bush was the favorite candidate for Wall Street. But when John Kerry took the lead fairly quickly in the primary season, then Wall Street started to get a little bit worried.
And when President Bush was reelected in November, the relief that investors felt seemed to override all the other concerns they had. Stovall says the cautiousness that investors felt this year was shared by corporate management. Although individual companies continued to make a lot of money, they were reluctant to spend it.
These corporations have to answer to shareholders. What are you going to do with the cash on hand, especially if interest rates are only at about 1 to 2%, and so as a result, where are you going to get a return on my money?
Stovall says as a result, some companies have begun using their unspent cash to acquire other businesses. And there's been an upturn this year in mergers and acquisitions. Kmart announced plans to merge with Sears. Singular said it would acquire AT&T Wireless. And with the rising stock prices at the end of the year, the pace of mergers intensified. The year also saw the return of the hot IPO, exemplified in August when internet search engine Google went public. Stovall says despite the post-election rebound in stocks, some challenges lie ahead.
We still have a rising interest rate environment. We still have a decelerating corporate earnings environment. And we're also in an aging bull market and economic expansion. Those things have not changed.
And there's another issue. The dollar has lost considerable value against the euro and other currencies. That's good for U.S. exporters, but it raises long-term questions about economic stability. But for now, investors continue to see a lot of opportunities in the market, and that's pushing prices higher. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.